Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, everybody. We thank God this morning for waking us up and allowing us to see this new day, the day that our Lord has made. And today is actually the last day of this month and this year, 2021. So today is 31 December 2021. It is still the day that our Lord has made. And we are rejoicing. We are glad to be in this day. It still remains a day that no one else has ever been in this day but our God. And we are excited because we are a purpose-driven people and we are ready to receive what our Lord has installed for us today. We are ready to operate and function in the way that our Lord has assigned us to do today. And we are grateful because we don't have to hustle through it, because we have our Lord who orders our steps. All we need is to be obedient to him as he orders our steps. So we are very thankful right here what the Lord doing and what the Lord has installed for us in the future. For he is a God who takes us from glory to glory. He doesn't take us backwards, but he takes us forward. So we are excited with what the Lord is doing right here at this hour of power, prayer, praise, and deliverance, this circle of friends. So we're going to go before the Lord in prayer and a prayer of agreement. And we start this morning with the Lord's prayer. And we say, our Father, yes, our Heavenly Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Yes, let your kingdom come, Father. Yes, your will be done on this earth as it is in heaven. We thank you, Father, and give us today, yes, our daily bread. We thank you, Father God, for you supply all our needs, Lord, according to your riches in glory. So we thank you for giving us today, yes, our daily bread, and forgive us of all our sins, Lord, all our transgressions, our shortcomings. We thank you for forgiving us, Father, for you are a forgiving God. Yes, thank you, Lord, because you are a God who is full of mercy and grace, and to forgive us according to your unfailing love, your love that fails not. Thank you for forgiving us and washing all our sins away, Father, and be thrown into the unremembered pit, Father. When you forgive us, our sins will not be remembered no more. In the mighty name of Jesus, we thank you for cleansing us with your hyssop, Father, and washing us clean that will be whiter than snow. In the mighty name of Jesus, thank you, Father God. We honor you for renewing, yes, our spirit, Father, and renewing, yes, in the name of Jesus. Thank you for creating a pure heart, Father, within us, Father. Yes, and renewing a steadfast spirit within us. In the mighty name of Jesus, we honor you, Lord, for forgiving our sins. Not only, Father God, but help us, Holy Spirit, that we do forgive those who have offended us. In the mighty name of Jesus, those who have upset us, we pray. pray, Father God, that we learn from you and be forgivers in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, Father God, for leading us not into any temptation, but to deliver us from all evil, Father, in the name of Jesus. Yes, for thy is the kingdom, Father, and the power and the glory forever and ever. In the mighty name of Jesus, we honor you, good shepherd, the one who laid down his life for his sheep. We honor you, Lord, for leading us, yes, in green pastures. And yes, in the name of Jesus, we honor you, Father, for leading us beside the still waters. In the name of Jesus, and refreshing our souls, Father, you are a refresher, Lord. Even when the burdens of life want to sweep us away, you refresh us, you lead us, yes, and you uphold us with your right strong hand. We thank you, Father God, for guiding us, yes, in the path of righteousness, your righteousness, Father. In the mighty name of Jesus, we thank you, Father God. We honor you. Yes, on this day, Father, and forevermore. Yes, this day is just special for us, Father, because we know it is not by might, it is not by power, it is not by anything that we can do or have done, but it is by your Spirit, it is by your love, by your grace, Father, that we are here. We thank you, Father God. We honor you. Yes, even though we pass through the valley of the shadow of death, we are not afraid, Father. We fear no evil, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, because we know that you are with us. You are always with us. So you said you never leave us nor forsake us, Lord. Yes, you are there. You are always present. And your rod and your staff, they comfort us. Thank you, Father God. We honor you for comforting us, Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus, you are our comforter. Yes, you send your Holy Spirit. You said you will never leave us nor forsake us, Lord. And you will not leave us as orphans, but that you leave us your Holy Spirit, Father. Yes, who is our comforter. Not only comfort, but he also is our teacher. He teaches us the hidden things of God. Thank you, Father God, for comforting us. In the name of Jesus, thank you, Lord, yes, for preparing a table for us in the presence of our enemies. We honor you, Father God, this morning that our cups run over. Yes, they are overflowing with your presence, with your anointing, with your goodness. In the mighty name of Jesus, thank you, Lord. And that encourages us and gives us confidence, Father, as we approach you. Yes, we approach you with confidence because we know that when we ask anything according to your will, Father, you hear us. In the name of Jesus, and if we know that you hear us, so whatsoever we ask, we know that we have what we have asked from you, Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus, we thank you, Father, this morning. We reverence you, Lord. We are still believing even on this last hour, Father, on this last day, Father, believing for souls, Father, bumper harvest of souls to close up 2021 with souls coming to your kingdom, Father, even at the night hour, midnight hour, while watching, waiting, yes, for the clock to tick midnight and close this year. We are believing for souls to come to the kingdom in the mighty name of Jesus. So we continue, Father, to believe and pray for our family members, our brothers and sisters who are still out there wandering, Father, in sin and walking in darkness out there. We are believing, Father God, for their salvation, for their redemption, Father, for their deliverance in the mighty name of Jesus. So we call them forth, Father, from the north, from the south, from the east, from the west, that they come in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Father God, for drawing them, Father. Draw them unto you, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Touch their hearts. Soften their hearts, Father. Give them a heart of flesh, not a hard heart, Father. Not a stony heart, but a heart of flesh, that when you stand, Father, at the door of their hearts and you knock, that they will let you in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you, Father God. We honor you. Yes, in the name of Jesus, men and women, regardless of what bondage it is that they are in, and some are just a prodigal sons. Yes, they just rebelled and are lofty out there. We pray that they come to their senses, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus tonight, today, that come to their senses, yes, and confess their sins and turn away, yes, from their wicked ways, Father. Yes, and we know you are a hearing God. You are not a deaf God. You hear, Father, from heaven, and you forgive. And you heal not only the people, Father God, but you also heal our land. We pray, Father God, for the healing of our land, healing of the nations, Father, in the name of Jesus, of nations, Father God. We thank you, Lord. We honor you this morning, for you are such a good God. You are a merciful God. We thank you, Father God. We are still praying, Father God, yes, and for healing, Father. So many, even among us who are not feeling well, family members not feeling well, we just pray, Father God, releasing the healing power of the blood of Jesus. Yes, by your stripes, Lord Jesus, we are healed. For you were wounded for all our transgressions. You were bruised for all our iniquities. And the chastisement of our sins was upon you. So this morning, Father God, we decree and declare healing, Father, by your stripes we are healed. For healing is the bread of the children in the mighty name of Jesus. For you heal, Father, not only the physical wounds, but also the emotional wounds, Father, the mental wounds, Lord. You are a healer. You heal all manner of diseases. You are Jehovah Rapha, the Lord, our healer, the one who heals. We release the healing power, Father. There are some right now as we pray. They are being wheeled in the theater. They are being wheeled, put right now on the surgery table. Yes, we pray, Father God, that they come out, yes, still alive, that you touch the hands and the minds of the surgeons and the whole team, Father, that it is a successful surgery going on in every theater right now, every surgery room right now, in the mighty name of Jesus. We honor you, Lord. We glorify your name, for in you, Lord, we live and move and have our being. Without you, Father God, we can do nothing. We thank you. We honor you. We reverence you this morning. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. We praise God this morning. Good morning, each and every one of you. We are just excited for this day. Today is Friday, December 31, 2021. It is the last Friday of this year, not only the last Friday of this year, but also a New Year's Eve. So it is a loaded day today, you know, and we are just grateful for God's grace and God's love toward us and what he is doing right here at this hour of power, prayer, praise, and deliverance, this circle of friends. We already have had a wonderful, wonderful week so far, and our God is a good God. So we're going to go ahead and go into the word, and then we will, open the lines and see who is here. But before we do that, we just thank God for, we're going to go into the word of God. And our scripture of the week is in the book of Psalm 35, verses 27 and 28, which reads, "Depart from evil and do good, and dwell forevermore. For the Lord loves justice and does not forsake his saints. They are preserved forever, but the descendants of the wicked shall be cut off." That 28, ooh, this is a really small print. Verse 29, "The righteous shall inherit the land and dwell in it forevermore." Amen. May the Lord bless the reading of his word, and may he bless the hearers of it. So I'm not going to dwell that much on this scripture of the week. We had so much blessed throughout the week, but there is another scripture that has been ringing on my spirit. And I know today is New Year's Eve and people have plans, and some they are having a watch service, and some they plan to gather friends and family, you know, in their houses and do what they do or whatever. You know, people celebrate it differently. But I do know that as children of the Lord, we do give thanks and we praise God for his grace, and we know to be here. It is his grace. I don't know about you so far, you know, the prophets, the visionaries, and you know, some truthful, some not, whatever. Everyone out there has some kind of a word, a vision for 2022. I have already, you know, if you play, keep the Christian radio, different radio stations, or even the Christian television, they are already, preaching or getting it out there what 2022 holds and what God has installed for his people. But one thing I do know, and I do believe, that our God does not take us backwards, but he takes us forward. So I do believe that in 2022, there is growth. We are not going to be the way we are. We have to move from glory to glory. And I do believe there is our lives, the understanding of his words, the understanding of even the love of God, love of his people, love of his work, and even love within ourselves, just to have an understanding and a desire and a hunger of the things of God, so that we even increase in our partnership, increase even in our involvement or attendance or anything that makes us mature and makes us grow in the things of God, among all other visions and all other ways that are out there. My belief, my understanding is it all has to meet and produce maturity and growth and taking us to win souls. I always, that's my passion, winning souls for the kingdom. So whatever the vision is out there, I am still praying and asking God to help me as I hear and what I get from him. It has to also have something to do with winning souls for the kingdom. So whatever it is out there, we are just trusting God and believing God that he is still on the throne and he still reigns, which just reminds me of Psalm 121. I'm going to give you a few more scriptures. So Psalm 121, verses 7 and 8, it says, "The Lord shall preserve you from all evil. He shall preserve your soul. The Lord shall preserve your going out and your coming in from this time forth and even forever." So whatever that is installed in 2022, we go in there with confidence and assurance that he has our back. He will preserve us. He will not let us go in 2022 for us to fall apart. So anyway, we will be focused and we will do the work of the Lord. And I do believe personally, yourself, myself, you know, my brother, my sister, you know, to where it can be either personally to prepare ourselves.
I can't hear you anymore. Are you there, Pastor Scholastica? Can anybody hear her? Okay, well, we just thank the Lord this morning for what God is doing so far. Sister Mary, if you will pray, and then I'm going to find out what happened.
Praise God. Hallelujah. Oh. I am so sorry. I got dropped. And can you hear me?
Yes, we can. Uh-huh. Go ahead.
Oh, thank God bless you. I apologize. I got dropped out. Praise God. We thank God. So, as I was saying, you know, right here, I'm just reminded. I had earlier this week, my grandsons had their cousins here. And on Wednesday, they were leaving. So they packed their bags and they knew they would be leaving. So as kids, they did not sleep. They were so excited that they would be taking a trip. And each one had their own backpack and pack open and take their stuff, put their things in, take one out, close it, and, you know, just fidgeting. And we all have gone on a trip. And when we are going on a trip, you know, some you make a mental list of things you want to carry. Some of us, we write it down. Or someone will say, you know, remind me before I leave to make sure I carry this or whatever. And we put our things together. And I do believe probably since after Christmas, that's what you were doing mentally. that on New Year, this, because even the parties and all the gatherings that are going to happen starting at this hour throughout until midnight, they just didn't happen. People planned it. Some they sent actually official invitations. Some they picked the phone calls and invite each other. We're going to meet here. We're going to have a conference call. We're going to do this, and that. And, you know, let's try to learn from what we do in our natural life, also to do it in our spiritual life. I do believe that we prepare ourselves and we also, start packing and preparing to go on. It just reminds me of the song we used to sing, back in the day, that I am packing up my luggage. The glory train is coming. The Holy Spirit is the pilot and Jesus is the way. I don't know if you have heard it. I'm packing up my luggage. The glory train is coming, something like that. It just came dropped in my spirit. So when we prepare ourselves and we pack, even moving in a new place, when you are moving in a new house, I know Pastor Darlene can testify or agree with me. If she is preparing or has already moved, I don't know where she is right now, but if you are preparing to move, you carry things that are necessary, things that you want to use in your new place. Sometimes you look at your couch and you are ready to move. You are like, this couch is really falling apart. No need to carry it with me. I would rather spend a month or 3 weeks or however length of time without a couch and have a new one than for me to drag this, put it in my new home, and just to clog the place. Then it will even take me even longer to replace it, because at times we get comfortable in where we are and what we have. So when you move in a new house, most people, we purge things that we do not need, things that are just space takers, but they are not necessary. It's time to clean up and leave what is not necessary and carry what is useful. And that's the same with us on a spiritual level. As we are going and preparing ourselves for 2022, we page ourselves. What is it? You look back. What is it I did not do so well in 2021, but I would love to do better in 2022. Even on your health, was I eating well, healthy in 2021? Well, I did it, the first 3 months or, here up and down, but I want to be a little bit more focused in 2022. I want to take care of myself better. I want to exercise at least 2-3 times a week versus zero, something like that. We plan things like that and prepare ourselves. I am just going back on the moving. I remember when I had my first move, my first military move, when we had to be moved by the military. They came and check out. They sent someone who goes with a clipboard and a pen in their hands and look what is in your house. They just say, do not touch anything. Do not move anything. We're going to come and we will assess what is in there. And then the 2 days later, they sent some people with boxes and they started packing and they just packed and get everything. And I was excited. I'm like, oh, I got a military move. And, when they showed up, I had dirty dishes, not washed. I had trash in the trash can and not emptied. And, I did not even read all the instructions, what I needed to do. I just took my children, walked out, and let them pack. And they packed everything, including the dirty dishes, including the trash. They did not empty it. They just put it in a box and sealed it. and loaded the truck. We drove ourselves. They drove the truck with goods, and we arrived. When we arrived, the housing was not ready, so they put us in the hotel, to stay in the hotel, which turned out to be 6 weeks while we were there waiting for the housing to be ready. And by the time now the housing is ready, they brought our goods, and I opened this box that was written trash can, because they label everything. Do you know the trash was there, and it spoiled the new house smell because it was 6 weeks worth of trash? Why am I telling you this story? Because I did not take time to purge those things that are not necessary, those things that I did not need. It was not the packer's job to come in and take my trash and empty it for me, or wash my dirty dishes. Those dishes, some of them, I would say probably all of them, I just had to throw them away because they looked so gross, and for me to think of trying to wash them, it did not work. So why am I saying it? We are preparing ourselves to go in a new year. It is time to purge ourselves, to look really deep inside ourselves. This is an individual assignment. It's an individual doing. Nobody can do it for you but yourself. If you know that you have been harboring unforgiveness and that you need to let go and forgive someone so that you go in, enter 2022 light. You remember, there is a scripture that says, you know, he carries our burdens. Jesus said, come unto me, all ye who labor and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. This scripture is not only for the sinners, trying to bring the sinners in. It's also for us, you know, quote-unquote seasoned Christians, seasoned believers, knowledgeable. We know how to do good, but if we do not do it, then now we are sinning. So regardless of where we are, or we place ourselves as children of God, as believers, we still have to look within ourselves. Do I need to forgive? Can I carry this burden with me in 2021? And we need to do that, not only about forgiveness, even bad habits. You know, little habits we have got based on whom we associate with. Are they some friends we need to drop as we enter 2022? These friends were not good influence to us, and they were not doing us any good, but dragging us backwards, you know, putting all this negativity. You know, there are some people you know for a fact that when you spend a day or a few hours with them, by the time you leave, you are either very frustrated or very anxious or upset or whatever. They do not bring positive vibe in you. They don't have positive or encouragement with you. Do you want to continue hanging around these people? Yes, I know we are supposed to be soul winners. We are supposed to witness. So if you have spent the whole year with a person and you failed to tell them the goodness of the Lord, or maybe they do also say they are Christians like you are, but you have noticed that there are some bad habits that they are doing, and you are picking up on those habits. Do you want to continue? It's a decision you have to make, you know. Or is there something that you really think, you know what, I have been putting this off, whether it's going to school, whether it's to, go seek that other job or start that business or whatever. You know, it's time. Not only am I talking about, you know, our spiritual growth, I am also talking about our personal, our individual, our family. You know, do I need to tell my children or tell my spouse you know, at least, you know, mental record. I want to tell them each time we part, I love them. I want to tell, to hug them. I want to, you know, express my love to them. I want to do a little bit better. And also expectancy. I expect this from, you know, from this one, or at my job, or at my spouse, from my spouse, from my children, or whatever, you know. Just they have something, have a goal. If you don't, if they have a saying, you know, if you don't know where you are going, any road can lead you to nowhere. You can lead you to somewhere because you just go. But we have to set some goals and put aside and have a write it down what we want to, or what, how we want to pray. Okay, I've been successful, you know, early in the morning, meeting, coming and pray with others at the prayer, praise and deliverance. How about myself? Do I need to put, as soon as I get off, give myself another 10, 15 minutes to just pray by myself, either before or after the prayer? And then you mature it, you make it grow even more. The praises we have been taught here to dance and praise God and thank God by yourself and put a shout by yourself. How often do I do it? Have I backslide or slow myself in that area? You know, so many things. I don't even know how I got there, but I think somebody needed to hear that. That was not in my plan or intention to talk about. Where I wanted us to go is another scripture, is Psalm 16, verses 7 and 11. I will bless the Lord who has given me counsel. My heart also instructs me in the night season. I have set the Lord always before me. Because he is at my right hand, I shall not be moved. Therefore, my heart is glad, and my glory rejoices. My flesh also will rest in hope. For you will not leave my soul in Sheol, nor will you allow your Holy One to see corruption. You will show me the path of life. In your presence is fullness of joy. At your right hand are pleasures forevermore. So worshiping God, serving God is not a loss. They are pleasures forevermore as we trust God. So there is joy, there is peace, there is love, there is success when we praise God. And my last scripture is 2 Chronicles 20, verses 15 to 17. 2 Chronicles 20, verses 15 to 17. And he said, listen, all you Judah and you inhabitants of Jerusalem, and you, King Jehoshaphat, the Lord to you. Do not be afraid nor dismayed because of this great multitude, for the battle is not yours, but God's. Tomorrow, go down against them. They will surely come up by the ascent of Ziz, and you will find them at the end of the brook before the wilderness of Jeroboam. You will not need to fight in this battle. Position yourselves, stand still, and see the salvation of the Lord, who is with you, O Judah and Jerusalem. Do not fear or be dismayed. Tomorrow, go out against them, for the Lord is with you. Tomorrow, 2022, go down against them. Don't be afraid. Do not fear or be dismayed. Tomorrow, it's a new year, a new day, 2022. Go out against them, for the Lord is with you. What is it the them that is against you today, ever that is. Some of us, it might be health, not feeling well. Some of us, it might be financial. Some of us, it might be relationship. Whatever it is that is against you today, do not be dismayed. Do not be afraid. Tomorrow, 2022, go out against them, for the Lord is with you. He will never leave you nor forsake you. So we need to go to the enemy's camp. Whoever that enemy is, we are going today, right now, to the enemy's camp and take back what he has stolen from us. Let's take it back, because he is under our feet. We are victorious in Jesus. We are victorious in him. He has taken us this far not to leave us. He has brought us this far not to forsake us, not to leave us. But he has something good. 2022 is going to be brighter. It is a brighter year. Pandemic or no pandemic, it's going to be brighter in all areas of our lives. I have already heard testimonies. People, as much as we, yes, we lost some, we won some battles this year, 2021. Yes, we cried, we rejoiced. 2021, kids, you know, families expanded, some families fall apart, whatever. But there is something bright, something good in store for us in 2022. So let us not be afraid. Let us not be dismayed. Let us go out there. Let us grab right now what belongs to us. And as we go and cross over to 2022, things gonna be all right. So at this time, we're going to have the lines open, and you know, let's not dwell on beating ourselves up on what we did not accomplish in 2021, what we wanted to do and we did not do, and we feel like we have run out of time. We serve a God of redemption. Now you know better. You do better. Go before the Lord, and whatever it is you feel that this is against me, what made me not to be successful, not to get that breakthrough, not to accomplish my goal and vision of 2021, what is it? That's what has been holding. We need to squash what has been holding and take back what belongs to us so that we can go in 2022 loaded with only necessary and useful stuff. All the hatefulness and all the burdens that we do not need, all the bedrock that we don't need to carry in 2022, we need to leave it in 2021. I might not be expressing myself as the Lord had given it to me, but we need to leave what needs to be left in 2021 and carry what is necessary for 2022. You know it. Let's ask the Holy Spirit. He will give it to you. So the lines are open. This is an individual thing. You know yourself. You know what you need. So let us go before the Lord and pour our hearts and ask the Lord. You know exactly what it is, what you need. And let us pray before the Lord. The lines are open right now in the mighty name of Jesus. I thank you, Father God. I honor you, Lord, in the name of Jesus. I come before you, Father, with a humble heart. Yes, I pray, Father God, you do not take us backward. You don't take me backward, Father. You take me forward. I thank you, Lord, for what you have and we have accomplished in 2021, especially with the Zimbabwe project, Father, all the children we reached, yes, the families we met, and I thank you for friends I met in 2021. I thank you, Father God, for they were few feet back, Father. I just pray especially on my physical, Father. Yes, on my being a good steward of my body, because my body is the temple of the Holy Spirit. This is your house, Father. You live. Yes, in this house you live in my body. I want to be a better steward. Take care of my body better in 2022, in the mighty name of Jesus, eating well, yes, healthy, yes, exercising, sleeping well, in the name of Jesus, yes, in the name of Jesus, I want to read more, Father, in the name of Jesus, acquire knowledge, acquire information, Father, in the name of Jesus, not only interesting or many written books, Father, I want even to read more. Way even more, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. I thank you, Father God, for putting the hunger and faith, yes, of the things of God in the mighty name of Jesus. I pray, Father God, that we as soul winners in the name of Jesus bring people, yes, bring souls to your kingdom in the mighty name of Jesus. I thank you, Father God. I pray, Father, that I drag the baggage that has been holding me back in 2021, but I want to go light and lighter in 2022. Yes, in the mighty name of Jesus, for you say, come unto me, all you who labor and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. And I want to pray, Father God, to take you yoke, Father, and learn from you, Lord, for you are meek and lowly. In the mighty name of Jesus, a loving mother, in the name of Jesus, to teach more, Father. Thank you for expanding my territories. Yes, to open more doors for me, Father. Yes, to minister the word, to teach the word, to help out more, Father. In the mighty name of Jesus, I thank you, Father God, for wisdom. For you said, if anyone lacks wisdom, let him ask. And you are the giver of wisdom. I thank you, Lord, and I trust you, Lord. Because, yes, your word says, except you, Lord, build a house, they that build it, they labor in vain. Except you keep and watch over a city, the watchman watches in vain. So I thank you, Father God, for you are the builder of my family. You are the watchman of my family. Yes, I thank you for the hedge of protection, Father. Yes, I cover my family with the blood of Jesus, where the devil can do us no harm. In the mighty name of Jesus, I praise you, Father. I honor you, Lord, that sickness and disease will not find its way in my house. I thank you for removing myself and my family from the GPS of the enemy. He will not locate us, he will not find us. We hide ourselves in the blood of Jesus. I thank you, Father God. I honor you. For in you, Lord, we live and move and have our being. Without you, we can do nothing. Thank you, Lord, for some trusting chariots, some in horses. but I will remember the name of the Lord, my God, for the name of the Lord is my strong tower. And when we run to you, Father God, we are safe. Thank you, Lord, for my house, me and my house. We will save you, Father, in the name of Jesus. We praise you, Lord. I thank you, Father God, for taking us this far in the name of Jesus, and looking forward for a brighter year ahead of us in Jesus' name. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus, I pray. Amen. Amen. It is done. It is done. By the precious blood of Jesus. Yes, we believe that God has heard our prayers. God has heard our outcry as we poured our hearts to him. And he has already distributed his angels and his ministering to our needs right now. It is a brighter year ahead of us in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. We thank God, and the lines are open. We're going to see who is here. And if you have a prayer request or a praise report, a testimony, you can do so right now. The lines are open in Jesus' name. And remember, this is the last one for 2021. So we are so excited in Jesus' name. Amen. The lines are open. You can go ahead.
Good morning. This is Sister Gladys. Good morning, everyone. Thank God for life and that more abundantly. I thank God for my son-in-law. You know that he's doing well, and hopes of coming home on today in the name of Jesus. So I thank everyone for their prayers. Hallelujah, and touching and, you know, in agreement with me. And I thank God also for my family in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, for salvation, healing, and deliverance. No matter what I see and what I hear, I thank God, hallelujah, for newness of life going into 2022, taking back my power, taking thing, everything that the locust, the caterpillar, hallelujah, has taken. For me right now and be victorious in the year 2022 in Jesus' name, and praying for my continual strength.
Amen. Good morning, everyone. This is Sister Sheila. I just want to say Happy New Year. And I'm just thanking God. You know, this is the 31st, right? And it's a new day for tomorrow. It will be a new year as well. I just want to thank God and pray that I more of him and less of me. And my phone might cut off because it's the 31st and it's time to pay the bill. So I guess at 7 o'clock, that's when it will happen. But I thank God that I was able to get on. And I'm just so grateful. So if my phone cut off, that means I'm paying the bill. Thank you so much. I love each and every one of y'all. And thank y'all for all the prayers and the unity and the one accord that y'all have shown me. Thank you, and God bless you. Happy New Year.
Good
morning. This is Sister Marie. I have a prayer request. The young man, Derek, he have a daughter that's 19. She was in an accident leaving from Christmas dinner, and she's in college. She was headed back to school. And she's having problems. You know, she got hurt a little bit, broke up a little spaces and cracked. And her hands, she's not able to do her classwork. So they were concerned about getting behind where she's ahead. Also want to pray, that's Derek's daughter. God knows who she is. So Derek's daughter. And Mr. Bill's father had a stroke while he was doing dialysis, because his dialysis counsel, you know, for Christmas, so he had it the next day, and also, so he had a stroke, so let's pray for his healing.
Good morning, this is Sister Linda Davis. I'm asking for continued prayer for myself and for my Aunt Margaret, who's on the ventilator. Thank you.
Good morning. This is Sister Mary. Thank you for your prayers for praying for my daughter. had COVID. She's doing so much better. I thank you that I had a negative report as well. Thank you for your continuous prayers. I do want to wish everyone a very happy and prosperous new year. So good to hear that last word from our minister this morning, just packing up and taking the things that is needed into the new year and learning from every situation, the good, the bad, the not so good, just learning from that situation and seeing what God is doing in that to our lives, because he's in us. And so I'm just so thankful, so ready and to prepare myself to even set goals. If they all are not met, that's okay. I'll learn from that situation. At least I had written it down and thought about it and looking for indeed a brighter year. And something good is going to happen. I just thank God for each of you. Thank God for being in this journey with me throughout this 2021 year, and it's been a blessing. Happy New Year to everyone. Love you guys.
Hey, I would like to add Charmaine and Ryan. They are married, and they have a small child. They have the virus, the COVID, and but the child don't. So let's pray for Charmaine and Ryan. Healing.
Okay, this is Darlene. I thank God for, first of all, the word this morning, and thank God for everybody here. And I'm grateful for all the things that have happened for me, to me, with me during this year. God has done so many wonderful things, and I have gone through things, but God has been there for me, as I will be. He will be with all of us until we get to the end of our journey. So I'm just grateful for the people who are here, the sisters and brothers who come to this prayer line. It's just a blessing just to be in the presence of the people of God. So God bless you, and I'm sure I'll have to pray before we leave. Amen. God bless
you. Good morning. This is Yvonne. So, thank God for, you know, just being here. And I want prayer for my daughter Nicole, for she could get a have a good job, get her a job this year coming up, for she can send her child to school and be able to pick her child up. Thank you.
Good morning. This is Sister Charlotte. I just want to thank God for each and every one of you guys. I wish you a happy and prosperous new year. And I'm just so thankful to be a part of this prayer group. And it's been life-changing for me this year. And I just thank God for you. I just ask you to keep my family in prayer, Jasmine and Jessica, my husband Bernard, and my new grandbaby that should be born in 2022, and my grandson Boston, who's 2 years old. And thank you guys for your prayers always. And Happy New Year.
Amen. Amen. We are at the top of the hour, and we just thank God. And I also going to add my daughter on the prayer list, Queen. She needs a vehicle, so to pray for her, for God to open up doors and provide for her for the vehicle. So what we're going to do, and of course, before I turn it over to Pastor Darlene, we are at the top of the hour, and I truly appreciate you all for your love and support, and I thank God that he gave me you as my inheritance, and I'm so excited and thankful for God, and I thank God for this platform, for the sweet Spirit, for the anointing, and the goodness of the Lord. He is even if you call in and you don't say anything, you still get something from just being a part of this
platform and part of this group, this circle of friends. So I thank God, and he has been my booster for many, many years. So I thank God for each and every one of you and all our facilitators and under the leadership of Pastor Darlene. So you all have a happy, prosperous, and productive new year, and God bless you. I'm going to turn this time to Pastor Darlene. Amen.
I thank Pastor. If everybody can mute the line, because I'm hearing some little background noise, and we just want to have a clear line. We're almost to the end of this session. But I just have a few scriptures. They go right along with what Pastor Scholastica was sharing earlier concerning growth and winning souls and getting rid of the baggage and going into a new year with something new. So for 2022, I want to share Isaiah chapter 40, verses 30 through 31. It says, even the youth shall faint and be weary, and the young men shall utterly fall. But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary, and they shall walk and not faint. And also 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 7, it says, for if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. So right what Pastor Elastica was saying, we are going into the new year with new things. We're leaving the old baggage behind, and we are new creatures in Christ. When we came to Jesus Christ, we became new creatures. And so even though you may become weary, you may become faint, just trust in the Lord. We know that he's there for us. And listen to his voice. Be ready for whatever God deposits in you to share with other people, to win those souls for Christ, and know that God is doing great things in and through us. Hallelujah. Amen. So we do have some requests. I'm going to go ahead and pray for these requests here. So Lord God Almighty, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we first of all thank you for everyone who's here. Thank you, Lord, for the spirit of peace and love and joy upon each and every one of us, oh God. Thank you, Lord, today for the word. Thank you, Lord, today that when the word comes, oh God, it's food for our souls. It's nourishment for us, oh God. So we thank you, Lord, today that we will go forward in you into the new year, oh God, as we leave things in the old year, oh God, and go into the new year with something new, oh God, something new in you, God. You're doing a new thing in us, oh God. So we trust you, Father. We believe you, God, that as we go through the next year, oh God, that we will listen to your voice, oh God, that we will realize and recognize that you want to use us for your glory, oh God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, I pray for Sister Gladys's edit, God, as he's beginning, preparing, oh God, to come to the hospital. Thank you for just blessing and healing him, oh God, in the name of Jesus, and getting that blood pressure down, oh God. We thank you, Lord, for Sister Sheila, oh God, that she will have more of you and less of herself, God, as she is looking forward to doing great things, doing exploits in the next year, oh God, in the name of Jesus, Lord. We pray for Derek's daughter, oh God, who had the accident, oh God. We know, God, today that you can help her, oh God, to be able to get her schooling done, oh God, whether it's online or remotely, oh God. We pray, God, today that you will help them to work something out for her, God, in the name of Jesus. And Mr. Bill's father, who had the stroke, Lord, we decree and declare that he is healed, that you straighten up his body, oh God, if his speech has been impeded, oh God. We know, God, today that you can help him, oh God, that your body, oh God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you for that. By the stripes of Jesus, we decree and declare healing. We thank you, Lord, today for Aunt Margaret, oh God, the ventilator, oh God, that she was on, oh God, that you help her to get off that ventilator, oh God, that you help her to be strengthened, to be able to breathe on her own, oh God. And Sister Linda, oh God, touch every part of her body, oh God, in the name of Jesus. And we pray that you help her to get that job that she desires, oh God, that she will have a good income, oh God, in the name of Jesus, Lord. And also Nicole, oh God, who is in need of a job. We decree and declare that they will be able to go out, oh God, and you give them favor with God and with men, oh God, that they will go with confidence, oh God, knowing that you're there, oh God, and you will point them in the right direction, oh God, that you will help them to connect with the right people, oh God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you for that. We thank you, Lord, for Cece and how you have blessed her, oh God, and that you're healing her, oh God, and completely, Lord, and the Gibson family, oh God. We thank you for healing each and every one in that household, oh God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we praise you. We glorify your name, oh God. We pray, God, today for Charmaine and Ryan, oh God, that you help them, oh God, to be healed from the COVID, oh God. Remove the COVID from each and everybody, oh God. Lord, there are many people across the world, oh God, who have been infected. And we pray, God, today that people will use wisdom as we go out, oh God, and we do things, oh God, that we will keep ourselves protected, oh God, in the name of Jesus. We don't want to just tempt you, oh God, just because we know that you're there to heal us, oh God. So we thank you, Lord, today for healing today, oh God, in each and every home, God, not only with COVID, but other issues, oh God, that people have. We know, God, today that as we pray in faith, believing, oh God, that things are happening, oh God, that people are being healed, oh God, people are being delivered, Lord. And Lord, as I go through this weekend, oh God, as I'm preparing to get this home, I mean, moving to my new home, oh God, as I pick up the keys today, God, I thank you, Lord, today that everything will work out just wonderfully, oh God, in the name of Jesus, Lord. And we pray over the land today, God, that everything will be as you designed it to be, oh God. It is not just a home for me, oh God, but it's a place of rest for others, oh God, a place of peace, a place of joy, oh God. In the name of Jesus, my God. My God, we pray for Jasmine and Bernardo, God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we pray that you cover them, that you protect them, oh God, even their grandchildren, oh God. And Queen, Lord, we pray that you will help her to find a big vehicle, oh God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, that you will identify the right one, oh God, for her, oh God, a car that will be useful, oh God, that will not give her any trouble, Lord, that will be not over something that she won't have to pay so much money for, oh God, but would be a good car for her, God. We thank you, Lord, today for blessing Queen. You give her favor as she goes out, even to talk to the salespeople, oh God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you. We praise your name, God. We pray for each and every sister and brother here, God. Pastor Scholastica, Sister Gladys, Sister Mary, Sister Marie, God. We pray, God, today for Sister Glenda, Sister Linda, oh God, Sister Grace, God, Sister Yvonne, God, Sister Sheila, God, Sister Charlotte, God. Sister Renee, God, we pray for Sister Martensio, God. We pray for Evangelist Wonderland and Apostle Horsley, oh God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we praise you, God. We pray for Sister Teresa, Lord, in Jesus' name, oh God. People's names that we may not know, God, that are here, we thank you, Lord, today for blessing them. In Jesus' name, our Sister Chris, God, in Jesus' name, we praise you, God. We glorify your holy and your righteous name, oh God. It's in the name of Jesus I pray, and I thank you. I say hallelujah. And amen, amen, and amen. And I decree this morning for every brother and sister in Christ that all the evil and wicked words that have been spoken against us, we reject them. They will be left in 2021, and they will not come to pass. And, Father, we send it back to the sender. We are covered by the blood of Jesus. I decree no evil shall befall us, O God, and plague shall not come nigh our dwelling, O God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you. We thank you, Lord, today that Jesus sent his word and healed them and delivered them from their destruction in the name of Jesus, Lord. And we will continue to dwell in the secret place of the Most High. The enemy cannot find us, nor can he touch us with any sicknesses or pestilence, oh God, in the name of Jesus. I decree and declare that our families are blessed. Our families are coming to Jesus Christ. Those who do not know Jesus as their Savior, we're believing for just wonderful things in the next year, oh God. We're believing that if we have trials or when we have trials, oh God, that we will keep our eyes on you, God. We will not become dismayed. We will not become downtrodden, oh God, but we will rejoice, God. Lord, I say rejoice in the Lord always, and again I say rejoice, oh God. Hallelujah. I will praise thee, O Lord, in the spirit of holiness and the beauty of righteousness, O God, in the name of the Lord. I praise you. I magnify your name, O God. I thank you, Lord, today that every seed that has been sown, O God, that it multiplies, O God, whether it be a seed of love, O God, a seed of finances, O God, a seed of just the words that people have shared, O God, a seed of kindness, O God. Let it be blessed, O God. Multiply the seed, O God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we ask you for a thousandfold blessing today, Father. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you. We praise you. We say hallelujah, hallelujah, and amen, hallelujah. Let us rejoice in the Lord because we know that the Lord God is our strength. He's making our feet like hind feet. We're in a sure place with the Lord. So stay in Christ. Stay in him. If you become dismayed, call somebody. Get some encouragement because we can help one another. Iron sharpens iron. That is the word. So as we leave, let's remember we're workers together with the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. I love each and every one of you. I thank God for each and every one of you, and I pray that you will continue to keep your eyes on the prize, which is the high calling of Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen and amen.
Amen. We love you too.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. We're so grateful for each and every one who has joined us today. There may be somebody out there who has not received Jesus as your Savior. We invite you to do the sinner's prayer with us today, and then you will be saved. As you confess with your mouth and believe in your heart, if you will repeat after me, Dear Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, I ask you to forgive me of all my sins. I confess with my mouth, I believe in my heart, that Jesus died, was buried, and he rose again. I ask you, Father, to help me to grow in the things of God. We thank God for each and every one who did the sinner's prayer. The angels are rejoicing, and we rejoice with you. What I suggest is that you find a good Bible-teaching church to attend in your region. Find a church that will teach you about Jesus and his love so that you will be able to grow in the knowledge of the truth. If you desire to send a donation, an love offering, anything that will support our ministry, you may send it to Prayer, Praise, and Deliverance Ministries. The address is 2473 Wood Valley Drive. The street is WOOD. Second word is VALLEY. That's 2473 Wood Valley Drive in the city of East Point, Georgia. Zip code 30344. If you desire to listen to a session after we're off the air, you can log into blogtalk.com, Prayer Praise Deliverance. Once again, that's blogtalk.com, Prayer Praise Deliverance. Or you may dial the number 605-313-4929. The access code is 278-961-pound. Select the pound sign to listen to the current session. And if you want to listen to a previous section, please call me or send me a text. My number is 904-859-1022. Once again, the number is 904-859-1022. I decree that the plowman overtakes the reaper in your life, and you live in continuous abundance. I decree that no weapon formed against you shall prosper, and the blessings of the Lord will continue to overtake you as you live for Jesus Christ. Amen.